Hello, listeners, and welcome back to the English with Neil Learn English podcast. How's everyone doing today? If this is your first time to the podcast, hello, my name is Neil Humphrey. I welcome you to the podcast. And to all of my regular listeners, hello and welcome back. I'm very sorry I had to take a little hiatus. The word hiatus means a little break, a little vacation, because I've been so busy and I had to give priority to other things before this podcast. So if you've been tuned in and you're like, oh, Neil didn't upload an episode, I'm really sorry about that. Just been a little busy, but I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to talk about some vocabulary, some idioms, some new phrases regarding being busy. Because as you know, when you become an adult and you work and you have kids, it's kind of hard to juggle everything. Sometimes you have to stop doing something so that you can do something else. And it seems like there's never enough time. It seems like there's never enough time in the day. 24 hours is not enough. Probably need like 30 hours to do what I want to do. But it's okay. We are back. And so today I'd like to teach you some. First, let's start off with some idioms regarding being busy. Now, it's funny because one of the things that I've been telling myself recently is like, I'm like, man, I have so much work that it's coming out of my ears. So that's the first one. When you're so busy, you have so many things going on. It seems like the work is coming out of your ears. Right? Like usually your ears are for receiving things, right? Like receiving information. But if you have so much work, if you're so busy, it seems that the work is coming out of your ears. Or you can say I'm so busy, you know, the work is coming out of my eyeballs, right? Like these things are impossible, but it feels like you're that busy, like you have that much work coming out of your body. So that's the first one. Coming out of my ears, or I have work coming out of my eyes. That's a funny one. The next word we can use regarding being busy is something called swamped. I'm swamped. We usually say I'm swamped, and we use it in the present tense. Like I'm swamped, or I was swamped, but we usually use it in the present tense. We say I'm swamped. And the word swamp describes this, it's kind of hard to explain on the podcast. I'm going to try to explain the best that I can. But if you want to see what a swamp looks like, go to Google and type in the word swamp, S-W-A-M-P. It looks like water that is just sitting in a big open area, and the water is kind of muddy. It looks kind of dirty, and it looks kind of filthy. And if you were to go into this swamp, it would be very hard to come out because your legs would be stuck in the mud, in the water, and you would probably sink to the bottom. And the faster you run, the faster you will sink to the bottom. It seems like the mud and the water will just pull you in. And sometimes that's what it feels like when you have so much work. Like the work is just, it's pulling me in. It's bringing me down. And we can say that I'm swamped. I'm swamped. So check that out if you want to see what a swamp looks like. Another word we can say is slammed. I'm slammed. Slammed, we usually use slammed when a bunch of work comes at you, like it just seems like it comes at you all at once. So for example, you can say, I'm slammed with work. Like for example, let's say your coworker is on vacation, and so you have to do your job and your coworker's job, and you have so much work to do. You can say, I'm slammed. I'm slammed. Or for example, let's say you're a chef and you're working at a restaurant, and you have no customers after lunch, but all of a sudden when it's dinner time, let's say, for example, 20 customers come into your restaurant and you have to cook all this food by yourself. You're the only chef and you're slammed. You just have, it just seems like a car full of work just comes at you at one time. So you can say, I'm slammed. And because of all these things, I want to teach you another word. I've been burned out. Burned out. So when something is burned out, it means there's no more energy left. You can, this is a perfect analogy of a fire, right? When you light a fire and then all the wood, there's no more energy left in the wood, the fire burns out. And the same thing works with people because we are not robots. We need to rest and recuperate and rejuvenate. And if you use up all of your energy, all of your physical energy, mental energy, you get burned out. You have no more energy to give. And so you have to stop. And that's what I had to do. So, yeah. But anyway, guys, we're back. But anyway, thank you for listening to the podcast today, everyone. I'm sorry for the little break, but, you know, it's important to take breaks. It's important to take breaks. You know, you can't even, you know what, even robots need breaks. They need time to cool off and shut down, just like a computer. So, you know, I'll be taking a break from time to time, but we're back. And again, new listeners, welcome to the English with Neil podcast. And to my regular listeners, welcome. I hope you guys learned something today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I look forward to speaking with you in the next one. Take care, everyone, and talk to you soon. Peace.